This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's presented by Garrison Building Supply. Lieutenant Michael Waddell is the officer in charge of a group of members of the Oregon National Guard assisting right now at Mercy Medical Center. Lieutenant, good morning.
Good morning.
So talk about this group. How many members of the Guard do we have helping at Mercy right now?
So we have a good sizable group, a little over 20 folks, and that number is kind of adjusting according to the needs of the hospital.
So have these folks come from all over Oregon or a particular area?
What command has been trying to do is keep the locals nearest to the hospital. So we have in this task force or in this mission, mostly locals here from Roseburg. I'm probably the one that's the furthest out. I'm from Eugene.
And obviously that simplifies some things then, as opposed to being a little more complex if you're in motels and things like that.
That's right. There's just very few of us in hotels, but I think that was the idea, you know, to get as many respondents and volunteers that are closest to each hospital.
So how long are they expected to be serving here?
This mission is expected to last until springtime, probably around April. But, you know, we'll see if the hospital needs us, we'll extend. But as for now, that's our current mark.
So are the people that are involved then, are they doing like a 5-day-a-week schedule? How does it work?
Well, so far we've tried to make it in accordance with the needs of the hospital. And some of those needs incorporate help in the emergency department, which, as you know, is a 24/7 operation. So we do have positions that are running all week long, and we split them up so that the schedule works out to not have so many burnouts. You know, we're trying to make this a mission where the volunteers for the mission or the soldiers assigned to the mission are willing to extend. It's my intent that at the end of this mission, if they were to say we need to extend, you know, we don't look at our soldiers and then shrug their shoulders like, oh, dang, you know, we have to keep going. Rather, we want them to feel like, oh, actually, you know, it's been very smooth. The schedule hasn't changed a whole lot and we're in a good rhythm. We can keep going. So I'm trying to schedule everybody to where they have a more, you know, longevity type outlook and result. They can perform at their peak.
Now, obviously, this is not just happening at Mercy. The Guard's involved at a lot of hospitals, a lot of people around Oregon in similar roles.
That's right. That's right. Each hospital has an officer in charge or a non-commissioned officer in charge who will speak to the HR department of the hospital and gauge about how many people are needed, what kind of positions are expected, and negotiate hours accordingly.
So what kinds of things are you folks doing at the hospital?
We have a variety of locations that we're helping with. Like I mentioned, the emergency department is probably our highest demand. And after that, we have people helping in environmental services, you know, cleaning rooms, screening patients as they come in, acting as a chaperone in certain like surgical cases. Helping out with moving equipment, supplies, that sort of thing. Although we have people with medical experience, they're not expected to perform those medical tasks simply because if they need to be replaced for one reason or another, the hospital isn't already dependent on that person to do that thing. So.
For the people that are helping, are some of them ones that were also here back starting in August during the previous surge?
I'm grateful that most of them are, yes. So it has made a really smooth transition to come back. A lot of the people who were here in the last mission are here now, and they're able to take up the roles that they took up last time. And, you know, they have that rapport built with the staff there at the hospital. So upon returning, we're welcomed with open arms. I mean, you know, at a 6-foot distance, of course.
Talk about, a frontline situation to be assisting in this way in the emergency room. What are your thoughts watching the hospital workers just with what they're dealing with right now?
You know, I'm glad we were called to help because when I was there observing, you know, checking up on my soldiers just to make sure that they have the coverage they need, it seems like staff was very overwhelmed with some of the, you know, expectations, or not really expectations because they're there every day, but just the amount of people coming in, you know, and the waves of people that are getting sick at a time, you know.
Yeah, it's got to be tough work to be doing that, but also to be in there assisting is a real sacrifice. People putting their lives, partially on hold to come in and serve like this. But this is also something the guard does in a variety of ways all the time.
That's right. It's expected of us. It's funny you say that. I had just started a new job, and I was in orientation, taking care of some, you know, initial hire entry like training there in Lane County, and I got a text from my commander saying, "Hey, will you give me a phone call?" I text him back, "Yeah, I'll call you at lunch." I call him at lunch, and he says, "Hey, you're going on this mission on Wednesday. We're having this discussion on a Monday." It's like, "Oh, okay." I walk back into the orientation room and, "Hey, I need to speak with HR real quick. I'm being activated." And they just look at me like, "You're here on day one," you know? So, it's the nature of the job for sure. We are expected to respond to these emergencies at a moment's notice, and you're happy to do it.
And obviously you're helped as well when you've got cooperative employers.
Absolutely. We just want to give a huge thank you to every employer that also has to deal with the struggle of losing their employee for X period of months at a time for all sorts of different state, national, and overseas emergencies.
Yeah, it's fascinating to watch this whole situation evolve. But, you just think about all the different times and all the different ways that the Guard is involved and how any of those situations, whether it's this one or you're dealing with weather or other things, how it's such a help to the situation to be able to pull in that level of resources so quickly.
Yes, it is. It is amazing, and I like to appreciate the range of ways that we're able to assist. Whether it's responding to like a hurricane or the fires, even if it's just some form of crowd control or presence, if there's like an expected riot, or just helping out in a hospital. It's good range, good experience. We're building good communication and relationships with our local organizations among locals, you know, our Oregonians. So it's a lovely thing.
Lieutenant Michael Waddell, officer in charge of the Oregon National Guard Group, currently helping at Mercy Medical Center. Lieutenant, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:40, the morning conversation presentation of Gerritsen Building Supply.